don't think I remember that, do you? You're wrong, Jane. You've just forgotten.
The voices of Crawford and Davis in their later film years, appearing together in the 1962 classic movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. BUA actors Jimmy Janowski and Christopher Standart will step out on stage portraying these former divas.
And I'm always, always amazed when I find like minds.
Janowski and Standart discovered the original play created by the Foresight Theatre Company in the United Kingdom.
And I knew that Chris and I were looking for something to do together, and I thought this was clever, so I hooked Chris up and said, look at this play that I'm reading about, and then he went further with it. And what did you do then?
I tracked the author down in England. It took several months and back and forth because he wasn't very good about communicating. So that we could secure the rights for the premiere production in the United States. There were some issues because they thought maybe a company in New York would do it, and so I convinced them. I'm like, New York is 400, whatever, miles away. And so they finally said, you know what, that's not really going to work out, so we're going to give you the rights.
Standart and Janowski are well known for performing in female roles. They have a long list on their resume of 1950s and 60s movie themes, The Birds, Limitation of Life, The Man Who Came to Dinner, to name a few. But they never revealed to the England-based creator that they would be acting in the roles of Davis and Crawford.
The original production was done in England by two women. So we really didn't know how they were going to respond. So we were not really sure if they were going to go along with two men playing it. I thought maybe they thought, oh no, you're going to make it this silly camp drag show, which was never, never our intent. As it turns out, I'll let Chris tell you what, because he got the email.
So then I got an email on my phone, and you can only see the first line of the email. And it said, saw the poster on the website, and I panicked because I thought they're going to cease and desist us immediately. And the inside of the email said, and it looks fabulous. Have a great show. We really wish that we could come and see it.
Janowski will perform as Crawford. Standart will appear as Davis.
Betty Davis is on her deathbed. And Hedda Hopper and Luella Parsons, the gossip columnists of the 40s and 50s, who wielded a great deal of power, destroyed careers, as a matter of fact, are in hell vying for the soul of Betty Davis. And they send Joan Crawford from hell to go snatch her soul. That is the premise of the show. The wonderful thing about this is we also play Hedda Hopper and Luella Parsons on screen in hell.
If an audience knows who Betty Davis and Joan Crawford are and they come in expecting, when you're going to do this, this is what you're doing. Now, I mean, Jimmy is six what?
What, dear? 6 foot
six
tall?
6 foot tall? More. Joan Crawford was 5'2", and Betty Davis was 5'1", and a heck of a lot thinner than I am. But it's not what we create are the images and the homages so that you believe that this is who we are at that moment.
Well, this really isn't getting us anywhere. Maybe we're too alike to ever be friends.
Alike? In no way are we alike. No two people on earth are as different as we are.
Backstage at the Alleyway Theater Complex on Main Street, Janowski and Standart were in the dressing room rehearsing for one of their scenes.
Is that a crime? I didn't want to be a nobody living in a slum. If you get to Hollywood and be a someone, be a movie star, then why not?
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Your only talent was for the casting couch.
Better than on the cold, hard floor.
Where you are, I could spit in your...